From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Welcome back with me, Amanda. Today, I'm going to accompany you for the next 60 minutes. In today's edition, we will present some segments to you, beginning from news, commentary, and other interesting information. Make sure to keep listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, on frequency 3325 kHz, and also check out our website at www.voanews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. Papua Military Command Chief urges the exercise restraint. The Indonesian government plans to export rice to Saudi Arabia. Now the news in detail. Cendrawasih Regional Military Command 27 Chief Major General Joshua Pandit Sambiring appealed to all sides in Jayapura to exercise restraint and allow security agencies to restore peace and tranquil in the Papua provincial capital. The economy was hampered as an upshot of the incidents in the past few days, and so were public activities and schooling, Major General Joshua Pandit Sambiring remarked during an interactive dialogue with the state broadcast station RRI, along with Chief of the Papuan Provincial Police Inspector General Rudolf Albert Roja and Policy Analyst of the Police Education Institute Inspector General Paulus Waterpau on Sunday. A string of demonstrations took an anarchic turn in the provinces of Papua and West Papua during the past week, resulting in several buildings incurring damage and being scorched. However, the security situation has returned to normal and the local residents have gone back to their daily activities owing to the all-out effort of the Indonesian military and police in cooperation with all elements of the community. Head of the Food Resilience Agency at the Indonesian Ministry of Agriculture, Agung Hendriadi, encourages the export of rice to Saudi Arabia. It was remarked by Agung Hendriadi in the meeting with Indonesian Consulate General in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, over the weekend. Agung explained that since Indonesia records a rice production surplus, the country has the potential to export rice. Agung further said that rice export needs to be carried out since there are many Indonesian people living in Saudi Arabia and also Hajj pilgrims who perform the Hajj ritual in the country. Based on a press release received by Republika in Jakarta on Sunday, September the 1st, Agung said that the export of rice to Saudi Arabia would improve the welfare of Indonesian farmers. Meanwhile, Indonesian Consulate General in Jeddah, Muhammad Hari Saripudin, expressed his optimism that the export of rice to Saudi Arabia could be realized. Hari told that export markets in Saudi Arabia are divided into two categories, namely regular and artificial markets. Artificial market can be utilized by Indonesian rice exporters before penetrating the regular market. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla paid a working visit to Aceh and West Sumatra provinces on Monday and Tuesday, respectively, to attend the 58th anniversary of Syiah Kuala University in Banda Aceh and received a Minang Entrepreneurship Award from Padang State University. The Vice President and entourage departed for Aceh on Monday morning by Presidential Plane BAERJ-85 from Halim Perdana Kusuma Air Base in East Jakarta. While in the westernmost Indonesian province, Yusuf Kalla is scheduled to deliver scientific oration at the Shah Kuala University and later inaugurated the 7-in-1 building project at the university. On Monday afternoon, September 1st, the Vice President flies to the West Sumatra provincial capital of Padang to hold an official gathering with Governor Irwan Prayitno, Communication Forum of Regional Leaders, Members, and Local Social Figures. On Tuesday, he will receive a Minang Entrepreneurship Award from Padang State University and inaugurate supporting facilities at Padang State University and Andalas University. U.S. Secretary of State for the Bureau of East Asian and Pacific Affairs, David R. Stilwell, visits Indonesia, and he will meet a number of Indonesian senior officials to discuss several bilateral issues. It was stated by David Stilwell in Jakarta on Sunday, September the 1st. It has been his third visit to East Asian and Pacific countries for the past 2 months. David Stilwell remarked that Indonesia is an important partner for the U.S. He also pointed out that the two countries have mutual cooperation. David Stilwell is scheduled to visit Indonesia from September 3, 2019. Stilwell will meet a number of senior officials from various ministries, such as the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Coordinating Ministry of Economic Affairs, as well as a representative from the Presidential Office and Indonesian Vice President. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia. Indonesian House of Representatives Speaker Bambang Susatyo encourages the young generations of Papua to maintain the spirit of developing the region. In addition, Indonesian President Joko Widodo has also called on the young generations of Papua to preserve the spirit of developing the region. It was remarked by Bambang Susatyo in a press release received by RRI on Sunday, September the 1st. Bambang Susatyo perceived that the discrimination against Papuan students in Malang has triggered resentment and anger of Papuan young generations. However, he called on the young generations of Papua to keep maintaining the conduciveness of situation. Bambang explained that the Indonesian government is committed to keep developing Papua. The government is determined to building not only infrastructures but also the quality of human resources in the region. The Maritime Affairs and Fisheries Ministry has encouraged fish farmers to produce feed to cut down production costs and increase their profits. The use of self-produced feed can cut down production costs by at least 30%. Director General of Fish Farming at the Maritime Affairs and Fisheries Ministry, Slamet Subiakto, said in a statement that Antara received in Jakarta on Sunday. Feed has 70% contribution to production costs in fish farming. Subiakto believed that in terms of quality, the self-produced fish feed could compete with those produced by factories. Among the criteria of good quality feed are digestible for fish, environmental friendly, and low phosphor. The ministry has provided guidance for farmers to produce fish feed through trainings on such skills as raw material processing and packaging and storage, as well as to register their feed products. The last item. Aircraft maintenance company PT Garuda Maintenance Facility GMF Aero Asia is taking aggressive steps to expand its maintenance, repair and overall MRO business overseas while improving its in-house maintenance capacity in the country to cater to more airlines customers. GMF's newly appointed President Director, Tazar Marta Kurniawan, said the subsidiary of National Flag Carrier Garuda Indonesia was currently finalizing its MRO business expansion plan in the Middle East. To carry out such a plan, GMF is working with a local partner under a joint venture partnership in which the latter has to establish a hangar located in Dubai South, an economic zone in the United Arab Emirates. Once all required infrastructure construction is finalized, GMF will be responsible for operating the MRO facility. Tazar also said, hopefully by next month, everything will be finalized. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, for the next segment, we'll present you commentary.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program, Commentary. The title of today's commentary is The Meaning of Hijrah in the Current Indonesian Context. While listener, Muslims around the world have just celebrated the Islamic New Year, 1 Muharram, 1441 Hijriah, which falls on 1st of September 2019. Starting from the migration of the Prophet Muhammad from Mecca to Medina in 622 Anno Domini, 1 Muharram has a profound meaning for every Muslim, especially Muslim in Indonesia in specific, as the majority of Muslims or other nations in other countries in general. On the eve of Islamic New Year, just on the eve of New Year, human beings are encouraged to recall what has been done so far or in the past year. Then they make up their mind to enhance kindness to their fellow human beings. In the current context of life, Hijrah in Arabic has no longer to be interpreted literally as a physical migration. Hijrah can be interpreted as a change of behavior from negative things to positive ones or better aspects. In fact, Hijrah also implies the spirit of struggle with high optimism without despair. The most important meaning of Hijrah in the context of Indonesia today is the spirit of unity and brotherhood, as exemplified by the Prophet Muhammad when he united the Muhajirin and the Ansar after the migration. In fact, the Prophet Muhammad had established good relations with several groups of Jews who lived in Medina and surrounding areas at the time. Hopefully, this can be a good example to see the condition of Indonesia, which is geographically very wide and inhabited by various tribes and ethnic groups, so that it is prone to disunity. Take, for example, the recent riots in Papua, not to mention the rampant spread of hoax and express of hatred that could threaten the unity that has been fostered since Indonesian independence. Therefore, it's time for Indonesian people to move away from bad habits that can harm themselves or others, and even the nation should further enhance brotherhood and unity and avoid things that can split the nation. May the Indonesian people avoid division and remain united to achieve what the nation's founders aspire towards: advanced and prosperous Indonesian people. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Listener, for the next segment, we'll continue to the next segment, which is Today in History. We will highlight you information about historical events happening on the 2nd of September. Make sure to keep listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Our regular program Today in History starts from an event on September the 2nd, 1949, the independence of Vietnam. On September the 2nd, 1945, located at Ba Dinh Field, President of Vietnam Ho Chi Minh declared the independence of the Democratic Republic of Vietnam, and he was officiated as the first president. Government of Democratic Republic of Vietnam solemnly stated to international world that the state of Vietnam has the rights to enjoy freedom and really becomes an independent state. All Vietnamese people insisted to hand over the spirit and power, soul and staff to defend the freedom and independence of the country. The next event is that in 1992, earthquake hit Nicaragua. Earthquake of Nicaragua 1992 occurred at Nicaragua Beach at 6:16 p.m. on September 2nd. Around 116 were killed and some were injured. Most victims and damages were caused by tsunami, which influenced west coast of Nicaragua and Costa Rica, and it was one of the three tsunamis that occurred within 6 months. The damage in Nicaragua was totally expected to be worth around US$220 and $30 million. The last event is that in 1998, Swiss Air Flight 111 crashed. Swiss Air Flight 111 is McDonnell Douglas MD-11 airplane of Swiss Air Airlines from John F. Kennedy International Airport in New York, USA, to Countering International Airport in Geneva, Swiss. On September 2, 1998, MD-11 airplane which was used in flight crashed in Atlantic Ocean at the southwest of Halifax, Nova Scotia, International Airport in Canada. The airplane shattered in pieces when hit water and killed all people in the airplane. The accident was the worst one which hit MD-11 airplane. And listen out, that was Today in History.
Terakhir ku tatap mata indahmu di bawah bintang-bintang, terbelah hatiku antara cinta dan rahasia. Ku cinta padamu, namun kau milik sahabatku. Dilema hatiku, andai ku bisa berkata sejujurnya, jangan kau pilih dia, pilihlah aku yang mampu mencintamu lebih dari dia. Bukan ku ingin merebutmu dari sahabatku, namun kau tahu cinta tak bisa, tak bisa kau salahkan.
Ku cinta padamu, namun kau milik sahabatku. Dilema hatiku, andai ku bisa berkata sejujurnya, jangan kau pilih dia, pilihlah aku yang mampu mencintamu lebih dari dia. Rebutmu dari sahabatku, namun kau tahu cinta tak bisa, tak bisa kau salahkan.
Lebih dari dia,
bukan buatku. Namun kau tahu, cinta tak bisa, tak bisa kau salahkan. Wow, wow. Tak bisa kau salahkan.
That was the first song titled Cinta dan Rahasia or Love and Secret by Yura Yunita feat. Glenn Fredly. You still stay tuned with me, Amanda, on Voice of Indonesia. For the next segment, we will give you information on our program My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, nice to be with you again in our regular program, My Indonesia. The title of today's My Indonesia is Agriculture Guarantee Agency Guarantees Safety and Health of Processed Timber Products from Purworejo. The Agriculture Guarantee Agency Barantanet, the Minister of Agriculture, guarantees the health and safety of processed wood products from Purworejo, Central Java Province, which will be exported. Head of the Center for Cooperation, Compliance and Information of Barantan, Sujarwanto, when receiving a wood processing industry in Purworejo, Central Java on Thursday, said that forest region products required by the destination country are guaranteed in terms of health and safety. He ensured that with the issuance of phytosanitary certificate PC, the product is ready to enter the global market. Sujarwanto further stated that with Purworejo's huge timber production potential, the expansion of export business process services was crucial. He added that Purworejo has a wood type such as Albasia or Sengon, Sonoklink, Mahogany, Teak and Pine. Purworejo administration noted that currently the total quantity of timber production in the area reaches 127.4 thousand cubic meters per year in a bid to meet domestic and international needs. Sujarwanto also ensured that export products have had competitiveness in export market. The Agriculture Guarantee Agency, as the guaranteed authority, is the grantor of health and safety. In accordance with the international trade rules on commodity export, wooden packaging such as wooden pallets, crates and boxes must be ensured to be free of insect and free of mold. Assistant of Purworejo Agency, Budi Harjono, who was present and took part in releasing export, said that he appreciated the facilitation of agriculture quarantine for export agriculture products from his region. He hopes that the Minister of Agriculture also provide assistance of technical requests. There is more potential for new export, for example, export ketapon leaves. On the occasion, the release of agriculture exports from other regions in Central Java was also carried out, such as Abasia wood, 3,507,000 metric tons to Japan and China, 25 tons of crystal sugar to Sri Lanka, and 7 kilogram ketapon leaves to South Korea and United States. Head of the Agriculture Guarantee of Cilap, Chat Puji Harto, said that the province of agriculture export has increased significantly in the province of Central Java. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Oh,
the second song titled Karma or Karma by Chocolate. We still stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Next, I'm going to take you to visit historical places and the beauty of Indonesian culture in our program Indonesian Wonder. Stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia. Listener, in today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, I introduce you Selayar Island in South Sulawesi Province. Stay tuned. South Sulawesi Province has not only abundant sea products but also natural enchantment which can be visited when you are in the province, namely Selayar Island. The small island is located in Selayar Regency, South Sulawesi Province. The capital city of Selayar Regency is Benteng. The trip to the island takes around 10 hours by motor vehicles from Makassar City. Selayar Island has beaches with smooth white sand such as Pamatata, Tanaira, Langsangireng, Taloya, Pabadilang, Rampang-Rampangan, and Labuang Nipaya beaches. In addition to its beautiful beaches, Selayar Island also presents beautiful undersea panorama at Takabonerate National Park. Here the tourists can witness white atoll with the size of 2,200 hectares and the biggest atoll in Southeast Asia and the third biggest in the world. On Selayar Island, you can also see unique hamlet of Toa Bitombang, which is the oldest one on the island. The uniqueness of the hamlet is that the existing houses have bamboo roofs with high wooden supports and poles. The houses use biti or holoasa wood, which has good quality. Thus, the houses are still strong although they have been 100 years old. Another uniqueness of the hamlet is that the most populations of the hamlet are above 90 years old, but they can still do productive activities such as raising livestock and gardening. The beauty of beaches, sea, buildings, culture, people's activities, and the uniqueness of its nature and people are enchanting magnet of Selayar Island, which is interesting to be enjoyed and seen. Listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you for listening.
Kaulah yang pertama menjadi cinta, tinggallah kenangan. Berakhir lewat bunga seluruh cinta. Takkan pernah hilang untuk selamanya.
Betapa cinta ini sungguh berarti, tetaplah terjaga. Selamat tinggal kasih telah pergi selamat.
Just listen to the third song titled Bunga Terakhir or The Last Flower by Ahmad Dhani. For the next segment, we will take you to learn Indonesian language in a fun and easy way in our program Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. This program is a joint initiative between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency. So if you want to learn Indonesian language in a fun and easy way, please check out our segment Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio, which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. The segment of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a cooperation of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the Language Development and Cultivation Agency, the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is Perlu Bantuan, or in English, Can I Help You? Stay tuned. Next is a conversation about Perlu Bantuan, or in English, Can I help you? And I will go to the hospital to see her father's condition, who had an accident.
Maaf, aku harus pergi ke rumah sakit.
Mau aku temani?
Tidak usah, terima kasih.
Baiklah, tapi beritahu saya kalau kamu perlu sesuatu ya.
Oke, makasih.
After the conversation, now I'll introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic today. I'll say each word slowly and twice, and you can follow after me. Perlu, which means to need. Butuh, which means to need. Tidak usah, which means no, thank you. Maaf, aku harus pergi ke rumah sakit, which means sorry, I have to go to the hospital. Mau aku temani, which means may I accompany you? Boleh saya bantu, which means may I help you? Ada yang bisa saya bantu, which means can I help you? Jika Anda butuh bantuan, silakan hubungi kami, which means please contact us if you need help. Beritahu saya kalau kamu perlu sesuatu, which means please tell me if you need something. In the dialogue, Tony said, "Mau aku temani?" which means, "May I accompany you?" He also said, "Beritahu saya kalau kamu perlu sesuatu," which means, "Please tell me if you need something." These are the expressions in offering help. Let's listen to other expressions which are used when offering help. Perlu bantuan. Apakah Anda perlu bantuan? Boleh saya bantu? Ada yang bisa saya bantu? Which means, can I help you? Other examples? Jika Anda butuh bantuan, silakan hubungi kami. Or, please contact us if you need help. Beritahu saya kalau kamu perlu bantuan. Or, tell me if you need help. In the dialogue, we listen the word memberitahu, which means to tell. The word memberitahu comes from the word beritahu and prefix me. Listener, in learning Indonesian language, you have to know some affixes such as ber, me, be, and suffix an. If you want to increase your ability or knowledge of Indonesian language, you have to learn and use various affixes approximately. Well, before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, for more details, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Maaf, aku harus pergi ke rumah sakit.
Mau aku temani?
Tidak usah, terima kasih.
Baiklah, tapi beritahu saya kalau kamu perlu sesuatu ya.
Oke, makasih.
That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you next week with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa!
Selalu mencoba untuk menguatkan hati dari kamu yang belum juga kembali. ada satu keyakinan yang membuatku bertahan. Penantian ini kan terbayar pasti. Lihat aku sayang yang sudah berjuang menunggumu datang menjemputmu pulang. Ingat selalu sayang, hatiku kau genggam. Aku takkan pergi menunggu kamu di sini. Jika bukan kepadamu, aku tidak tahu lagi pada siapa rindu ini kan ku beri. Pada siapa rindu ini kan ku beri. Lihat aku sayang yang sudah berjuang menunggumu datang menjemputmu pulang. Ingat selalu sayang, hatiku kau genggam. Aku takkan pergi menunggu kamu di sini. Lihat aku sayang, sudah berjuang menunggumu datang menjemputmu pulang. Ingat selalu sayang, hatiku kau genggam. Aku takkan pergi.
A song by Angie titled Menunggu Kamu or Waiting for You. You still stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. For the next segment, we will inform you Indonesian music. Make sure to keep listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. In today's edition, we present a Keroncong song entitled Bandar Jakarta. The Keroncong song Bandar Jakarta was composed by Ismail Marzuki and Iskandar. The song tells about the beauty of Jakarta, which is decorated and protected by thousand islands. The song also describes the beach atmosphere of Jakarta at dusk. Fishing boats and waves go along the coast to the Bay of Jakarta. Well, listener, here is Toto Salmon with a song entitled Bandar Jakarta. Enjoy the song.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, thank you very much for listening to our English terrestrial program on Voice of Indonesia. If you have any comments or suggestions about our programs, please don't hesitate to send them to our email address voi@voinews.id. And also, please check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, and Twitter @voiindonesia. Thank you for joining us and have a nice day.